Okay, so I want to discuss a few fascinating shilas that come up about the Dalet Kaisai, specifically the Bracha Rishona, Bracha Achrona, the brachas that we make on the Kaisas at the Seder. A couple of interesting shilas from the Mishneh Berurah. Not sure if I've answered to all of them. And then I'll come out a few halakha lemaisas that are really good to keep in mind at the Seder. Okay. Should be very interesting. So we have like this. The first thing is, this is really the first kasha, I guess I'll set up. This is really just to set up the main thing that I want to discuss, I want to work through this morning is, let's start with shaila number one. Shaila number one is, what do you have in mind when you say the bracha krona, the ala gefen, on the dalet kaisa? It's the fourth kaisa after you finish drinking the kaisa. You're supposed to make a bracha krona. It's ready after benching, so you got to make a bracha krona, an ala gefen. So what are you supposed to have in mind when you're making that ala gefen? If you look in Siman Tav Pei in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Pesach, when he talks about the fourth kais, so Stambi talks about you're supposed to say it on halal, discusses halal hagadol. I was actually going to do that topic first, but then I got into this. So in Siv Katan Zayin, when he's talking about the bracha achrona you make on the kais, he says one line that when you make this bracha achrona, brachas u yiftar gam kais shlishes. You should also have in mind that you're covering the third kais. Why? Because the third kais is also, you make after benching, you make agafen on the third cup of wine, and there was no bracha achrona on it. So you have in mind to cover the third kais when you make the alagafen, the bracha achrona on the fourth kais. You have in mind both kaises. That's what the Mishneh Berurah says over here. Sounds to me pretty mashma, that's what you have in mind. He says that you have in mind the third kais, so that's what you should have in mind when you make the bracha achrona. The problem is, when you look at the other kais, it's a little bit of a stira here in the Mishneh Berurah, because if you look at Tav Ayin Dalet, when he says, he talks about how we do not make a bracha achrona on the second kais, there's a machlokas, we'll get back to this in a minute or two. There's a machlokas mechaber nerma, a famous machlokas. If you make a bracha rishona on all the kaisas, or only on the first, or only on the first one, I guess on the third one. The Rama says the minhag of the Ashkenazim is we make a bracha on every single kais. But either way, then there's no argument about the bracha achrona. Bracha achrona, everyone agrees you do not make one after the first kais or after the second kais. You only make it after the fourth kais. So now, what do you do about this? What do you do about these other kais? In other words, what do you do about the bracha achrona if you're not making a bracha achrona on the first kais or the second kais? So, what's the bracha achrona that you're making on that? So, the Mishneh Berurah says, if you look at the Mishneh Berurah over here, in Siv Katan Gimel, he says, you only make a bracha achrona after the fourth kais. This is in Taf Ayin Dalet, Siv Katan Gimel. The Mishneh Berurah says, even though in Berchas HaMazon, he says, the reason why you make a bracha rishona, okay, we'll get back to why you do the bracha rishona, but the reason, he says, what happened to the bracha achrona? Mikal Malkaim Le'inyan, there's a third line of the Mishneh Berurah, then your bracha achrona, lo yimafsid midi. So you're not losing out with the bracha achrona. Shein asek das mechayelav take of bracha achrona. Just because you're making a bracha achrona right away after the first kais doesn't mean you lost the bracha achrona. V'yachol hamten at shi'ista kol ha'kaisos. Wait till you drink all the kaisos. V'oz yifter bracha achrona as kol arba kaisos biyachad. That line sounds very different than Tav Pei. Says that when you're making the bracha achrona on the fourth kais, you're covering all four kaisos. Well, you're having in mind everything: the first, the second, the third, the fourth. You're covering it all with the ala gefen. So, okay, it's already a little bit funny, because in Tav Pei he said you have in mind the third kais, and in Tav Ayin Dalet he's saying you have in mind all four kaises. Now let's go back to Tav Ayin Gimel. Tav Ayin Gimel, he gives a little bit of the background, but I don't know if it really helps matters. He gives a little bit of the background to what bracha achrona you do, and he says something very interesting. This is in Tav Ayin Gimel, in the first siman, in Tavayin Gimel. So he says you don't make a. Let's see, hold on a second. Yes, Siv Pei, sorry. Siv Pei, he says, you drink the first Kais Be'aseba, you don't make a bracha krona on it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan, Yud Aleph. Siv Katan, Yud Aleph. He says, you don't make a bracha krona, ala gefen, even if you drink a revius. You don't make a bracha krona on the first Kais. Why? He gives two svaras. This is very interesting. Usually Mishnah Berurah gives two svaras. He's giving two svaras that like go hand in hand. These svaras are opposites. He says, why? Number one, this somek amashivarek birchas hamazon libasayif. Because we're relying on the benching. You're going to bench at the end of your meal. So you're relying on the benching to cover the first kaisos. And furthermore, that way yivarek bracha krona losovar bakoso. Second of all, you're making a bracha krona on the end of the fourth kais. So first of all, you have the benching. And second of all, you have the bracha krona at the end of the fourth kais. So you don't make a bracha krona on the first kais. That's what he says. Now, this is a little bit strange. Which one is it? Are you yotze with the benching, or yotze with the bracha achrona? Give me two svaras. What? Take your pick, whichever one you want. So the mefarshim point out, a lot of mefarshim quote these same two shitas. So the Kaf HaKayim brings down, others bring down that the first one is not so pasha. It's not so pasha. You could be yotze with benching something which you had before you washed. We do that by kiddush. Right, make a bracha on kiddush yotze with benching. It's not such a pashut shita. There are many deos to argue on that. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying, okay, the first one is not so great. First svar is not so great. Technically, you can maybe rely on it with benching, but that's already relying on only certain shitas. So you have the bracha at the end. That covers according to everybody. That's like the ikar svar. So this is just a little bit funny. So like three different places. In one place, he says he sounds like maybe you're yotze the bracha. He said either with benching or with the bracha krona. In the next place, he says, no, the bracha krona is covering all four kaisos. And then the next place, he says, it's only covering, the bracha krona is only covering the third kais. So it is a little bit strange why he doesn't bring down the same shita. It sounds like he's almost being so simple. It sounds like in Tafai and Dalit, he's been going like the shita, the bracha krona covers everything. In Tafpei, it sounds like he's almost saying the benching covers the other kaisos. So, unusual for Mishnah Berurah to be paskin like one shita one place and one shita the other place. So I don't really have an answer to that, Kasha. I don't know. I asked Rabbi Friedman. I asked Rabbi Friedman last week. He wasn't sure either. He actually added a Kasha. Said something always bothered him about these halachos. He said everyone knows it's a famous thing. They always say it's in all your haggadahs. It says that by the fourth kite you have to make sure you drink a revius, because since you're making a bracha krona. That you only make a bracha on a revius. So it always says the fourth kais you should drink the whole revius of wine. Some people at the end of by the fourth kais already they can't even drink a revius. But you have to drink a revius, it says, because you want to make a bracha krona. Rav Friedman said, but if you're also covering the third kais, so the chayra, as long as you had a revius with the third kais, it should be fine. You don't have to have a revius with the fourth kais. So why everyone always says you dafka have to have a revius with the fourth kais, he's not sure either. But anyway, so I'm not sure the answer to this. Halakha l'maisa does seem that you really should have, at least the chatchila, you should have all four kaises in mind with the ala gefen. So if you're still awake and sober at the end of the Seder, when you're making the brachon on the fourth kais, you should try to have in mind that you're being motzi all four kaises, which is the way he says it in Tafai and Dalit. Okay, in Tafpei, it sounds like you maybe only have to have the third kais in mind. Maybe you could rely on the benching, but certainly chatchila, it sounds like you should have all four kaises in mind. Okay, that's just point one. That really sets up whatever the ikar kasha I really want to talk about, which is how does that work? Sounds like he's saying that the bracha achrona, the end of the seder, can cover the beginning of the seder, can cover the first kais you made. I was not sure how that works. There's a famous halacha about shir ikol. You guys learned that? You learned those halachas? Famous halacha about shir ikol. It's in Tchelek Beis. Mentioned in Kuf Tzadi, specifically talking about drinking wine. It's on this photocopy that I made. I don't know if everybody has a copy, but there's a halacha that once you pass the shir ikol, once you pass the amount of time that the thing that you drink is already like considered like digested in your stomach, so you can't make a bracha krona on that anymore. Bracha krona only goes until it calls man, it's still in your stomach. The halacha is when he talks about the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Tzadi, when he talks about making a bracha on after a meal. You're supposed to have a kais, right? We don't do this so often nowadays, but after, when you, especially if there's a mezumin, so you make it on a kais of wine, and then at the end, when you finish your benching, you make a gafen on that cup. So over there, the Shulchan Aruch says, after you drink that kais, you should make a alagafen, make a bracha achrona. What happens if I plan on drinking some more wine? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Katan Ches, if your das is to drink more, then you don't make a bracha achrona because you're going to drink more. You'll drink more, you'll make a bracha achrona at the end of the whole drinking. But he says, it's only if you daita ilishta is miyad. It's only if your das is to drink it right away. Otherwise, then there's a chasha shema yisachel. The wine will already be digested in your stomach. And then you'll lose. And he says the equal of shishtia, the amount of time it takes for a drink to be digested into your stomach, is not that long. He says, it's ain't a shir gadol kol kach. It's pretty sure. So therefore, unless you're planning on drinking, right, this is halacha l'maisa, guys. If you're drinking coffee during Seder or something like that, or soda, whatever it is, and you're not constantly sipping, you're taking a drink, and then you're going to wait, and a half hour later, you're going to have another drink, you probably should make a bracha achrona, because the shir eagle is going to pass, you're not going to be able to make a bracha achrona on that anymore. So the Mishnah Berurah brings this down over here. The Bir Halacha talks about this. He says, basically, halacha l'maisa, that is the case, that if you're afraid you're going to pass the time of shir eagle, which is not such a long time, could be a half hour, different post can be a half hour, some say it could be an hour, but certainly at a certain point in time, the shir eagle is over, and you can't make a bracha achrona anymore on that stuff. So how come at the Seder, sounds like, well, the way we just came out, that at least it's possible to make a halach gefen and be motzi, all the four kaises, and it might even be the lechatchila. So how are you making a bracha achrona on the fourth kais, the end of the Seder, and you're pottering the first kais, which happened a few hours earlier? Of course, way after Shiriko. So okay, that's the kasha. This is a pretty solid kasha. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has a tshuva. It's a very long, it's like a 19-page tshuva, but in the end of the tshuva, he after he goes through the whole sugya, Shlomo Zalman, he says he gives an answer, he really gives two answers. He suggests his own answer, and then he quotes an answer from the Ish Avram, which is out of the Achronim. So he says an answer. And then that when I was doing the sugya, then it made me realize that there's an even bigger stira between that and a different halach and the Mishnah Berurah. So that's where we're going. Shlomo Zalman says that like this. He says a big chiddush. I saw Avraham Baruch Finkel talks about this a little bit of a different angle. He says the same. I'll tell you in a second. He has a cute raya. But the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that when you have this, let me first read the lesson of the Mishnah Berurah, then I'll tell you what he says. The Mishnah Berurah says, back in Tafai and Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah says that the reason why you don't have to make a bracha achrona on the first kais is because ain hesach hadas mechayev levar take of bracha achrona. There's no hesach hadas there. You're not taking your mind off of the meal, off of the drinking. If you were, then you'd have to make a bracha achrona right away. But you're not, there's no hesach hadas, you're not taking your mind, you're going to be drinking more. It's part of the suit, you're going to be drinking more. So there's no hesach hadas, you can wait till you finish all the kaisais. So Shlomo Zalman says that shir ikol, I mean this idea that you lose the bracha achrona after a certain amount of time passes, that's when you just waited. You know, you drayed around, you waited, you wasted time, and then the shir ikol passes. But Shlomo Zalman says, let me read you his words, he says, if the reason why you're waiting is because you're being osek in a davar shemechuyev by, I'm right now mechuyev in doing the Haggadah, in doing the Seder. The reason why I'm waiting to drink my next cup, I plan on drinking more, I'm waiting. It could be I'm even waiting an hour. It could be I'm even waiting 2 hours. But I'm waiting because I'm mechuyev now to stop and do this Haggadah. So ein zeh chashev hefsek. It's not called a hefsek even though you're passing shir ikol. It's a big chiddush. Normally you say shir ikol, once the shir passes and the food is digested, you can't make a bracha achrona on that anymore. It says Rosh Hashanah, no, but here, I'm a chuyiv to stop and have this hefsik in the middle. So even though shir ikol passes, it's not called the hefsik, and I can make the bracha at the end to cover everything. That's what he says. It sounds like he's saying, to me this was a very big chiddush. It sounds like he's saying that shir ikol is not totally on a metzias of when the food is digested and now you know, it's over, it's ready, it's finished. It sounds like he's saying, no, it's not just because it's digested, it's because it was over because it was over. You finished that part of your meal. You can't make a bracha achrona on that anymore. But if there's something that's mechayev you to keep it going, So it sounds like he's saying then it's not a it wouldn't be shiriko. Rav Elia Baruch Finkel quotes, he says that the Chazon Ish, I don't know if he said the Chazon Ish told him or he just saw it, the Chazon Ish basically says a similar idea, that shiriko is not just because it's digested, but it's because you're a Mesiach Das. It's because by the time the food is finished being digested, you're not thinking about it anymore. That's why you lose the Bracha Chrona. But if you're still thinking about it, then even if the food was already digested, you could still make a Bracha Chrona. What's his Raya? His Raya is from the Man. Because by the Man, it seems that there's a Chazal that they made Bracha Chronos on the Man, I don't know. But by the Man, the halach, it was the Sachla right away. Right? The Midrashim say that there was no, it didn't have to be digested. The second they ate the Man, it already was digested. It was done. It was over. And so L'chora, the second you eat the Man, that means it was impossible to make a Bracha Chrona on the Man. Because you eat the Man, oh, shiriko, it's over. After a second, it's done. You can't make a Bracha Chrona anymore. So the Chazon Ish says, no. The Teretz says, because you're Mesiach Das, so 3 seconds later, you just had the month, 3 seconds later, you're not Mesiach Das, so you can still make a Bracha Chrona. So it sounds like he says this idea. L'maizer, Rav Baruch Finkel said, he went to Rav Yashiv and told us over to him. Rav Yashiv said, this was just like crazy. Rav Yashiv said, like, he said, it's not a good riot from the month. And Rav Yashiv said that 100% you cannot, doesn't go by that. And once the food is digested, it's you can't make a Bracha Chrona anymore. So he didn't like that answer. L'maisa, again, before we get into the Shiloh, just to halak l'maisa, even though Shlomo Zalman says, don't worry about it, you could wait, you know, a few hours, you're still in the middle of your meal, don't worry, you could wait a few hours and still make the bracha at the end. L'maisa is not so pashut. They say in Shlomo Zalman's Haggadah, in his own Haggadah, not the Shlomo Zalman Haggadah, in his own personal Haggadah, they say that he marked off in his Haggadah different points where it was like mutter to eat and drink to remind him to eat and drink throughout the Seder so that he doesn't have to wait. Shirikul only goes by when you stopped eating. When I stopped eating, but if I'm still continuously eating, it keeps the meal going. It sounds like it, because the meal, I assume so. The meal is still going. So maybe it was liquids. It could be he was drinking. Throughout. It certainly could extend it with the drinking. So that I'm not sure if it was eating or drinking. But he would mark off points where he would, during his meal, so that makes sure that shiriko wouldn't pass. Every once in a while, he would take something, maybe a sip of water or something. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, even though the halacha is that you're not allowed to drink wine in between during the Haggadah, but you're allowed to drink other things, not drink water. So he used to drink to keep it going. So the Maisa, this issue does exist. If you're going to wait the shiriko, which even the most extreme shitas of shiriko is 72 minutes. So let's even say you have 72 minutes. Probably gonna have 72 minutes between the first kais and I mean probably. I assume unless you have a really quick seder, you're gonna have 70 minutes gonna pass between the first kais and when you make the bracha achrona. So the second kais, okay? From between the second kais, so between the first and second kais might also be 72 minutes, depending how long your maggot is. But so he used to make sure that it would not prolong Revel Yashiv Paskind that you shouldn't have such a long, you shouldn't drag out your seder. Because of this svara. So if you can drag it out more than 7, you can drag it your magid more than 72 minutes, so then you have a problem of potentially shirikul.
Why not just make a bracha chrona?
Okay, so the answer, it's a good shiloh. The answer is that Rav Yashiv Taka said that if you see you're going to be dragging out your seder, you should make a bracha chrona. That's how we paskin. I don't know if we hold that. Rav Yashiv paskin that you should make a bracha chrona. The answer might be because of Shlomo Zalman. The answer might be because since there's a, you don't have to make a bracha shenet tzricha. And since there's a tzad that you don't make a bracha achrona even past shiriko, right? Rosh Shlomo Zalman is saying, the Mishnah Berurah is a little mashed that way, but he's not talking about shiriko. The Mishnah Berurah might be talking about where you were doing it quickly. He doesn't say. But because there are svaras out there that you shouldn't make a bracha achrona because you can cover it at the end even past shiriko, so I don't know if it's so pasha to make a bracha achrona when you don't have to. Well, we also have Taka Paskin that if your maggot is dragging out, you should make a bracha achrona in the middle, and then make a new bracha rishon on the kais. Okay, but either way, so definitely we find in the poskim that they would try to prevent this shaila of shirik. Even Rav Shlomo Zalman himself, who said you don't have to worry about it, you can make a bracha achrona at the end, even if it passes that shirik, still was trying to drink something in the middle of the seder. So to try to prevent that. He does bring down another, the svar of the Eishel Avram, which I'll get back to at the end. The Eishel Avram, he says, there's another reason why. There's another chiddush in halacha. The Eishel Avram says that since you know that you're still going to be drinking more, you have a chiv to drink dal kaisais. You know you're going to be drinking more. So he says, this is another reason, Gabriel, why you shouldn't make a bracha achrona. The Eishel Avram says that loy tiknu chacham and bracha achrona, rak on kaloisei lishtois. Chazal, we're not misaking a bracha achrona only when you finish drinking. If you know when you're drinking this, then I'm definitely going to still be avachiv, to still be drinking more in a little bit. So Chazal would never misaken a bracha achrona over there. Because the whole point of bracha achrona, so you're right, maybe there's going to be shirikul, maybe you're going to lose the bracha achrona, but you're not losing the bracha achrona because there is no bracha achrona. Chazal were misaken a bracha achrona until you finish your drinking, since you know you're going to be drinking more over here, so you can't make a bracha achrona yet. So that's the Ish Lavram's, what the Ish Lavram taina. So either way, there's definitely svaras out there why we don't, even if your meal goes 6 hours, and you, by the time you drink the next kais, it's already, you know, they're telling you it's time for Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis, you still don't have to, there's definitely svaras out there why that you wouldn't have to make a bracha achrona, that you could still be yotzi with the bracha achrona at the end of the meal.
Yeah, I don't get it. If it's all going on the same bracha achrona, why do you make new bracha achrona?
It's a good kasha. The Mishnah Berurah, just hold on. I'm going to get to that now. I'm going to get to that right now. So that the Mishnah Berurah addresses that. Okay, so we have these different svaras. We'll keep them in mind. We have these different svaras from Azam and Ishla Avram. Different svaras, but not everybody's so happy with this. Well, Yashav was saying, you shouldn't wait the share equal. So, and he talks, says, like, really, you shouldn't make a bracha achrona if you're going to wait so long. But, okay, so that's the shaila. What's my issue with this? Okay, so let's talk for a second, right? So he was bringing up. So what about the bracha rishona? So the Sfaradim taka say, you don't make a bracha rishona, you don't make a bracha rishona. You made one bracha on the kais, it'll last you until, at least till you bench. Why do Ashkenazim say not so? So the Mishnah Berurah here in Tafai and Dalit, it's a very important Siv Katan, by the way. You guys should know, Tafai and Dalit, Siv Katan, Gimel, Tzivkatan, Gimel, Siv Katan, Dalit, are very, very important. So why do we make a bracha rishona? Siv Katan, Dalit tells us, two reasons. Number one, Tavayin Dalad Dalad. It says, number one, Misha Hiskel Agada Asr Lishtois. First of all, the Ramah says, because since once you start the Agada, that's Asr to drink, that's called a Hefsik to be Mechayiv you a new Bracha Rishona. He says, it's not a Hefsik for Lagai Bracha Achronas, but Lagai Bracha Rishona, since I came up to a point where I'm not allowed to drink any more wine, once I start the Agada, so now when I want to drink wine again, I have to make a new Bracha Rishona. It's a hefsek l'gavir bracha rishonos. And then he says, and maybe you'll tell me, v'afilu neima d'zeh einim avsek. Maybe you'll tell me it's not a hefsek l'gavir bracha rishonos. Maybe you'll say, because it's not such a good svara. Okay, it's not l'maisa, but I know I'm going to be drinking another kais, that temporarily I can't drink in between. Maybe you'll say it's not a good svara. So he says, mikal makoim, still, kivin dekol chodeh v'chodeh avi mitzvah b'thei atzma, since each kais is considered its own separate mitzvah, Yisavarek al kol kais bracha with the yatzma. It sounds like also chashivas for the mitzvah. Each cup should get its own bracha. Each cup is a separate mitzvah. Each cup should get its own bracha. What's the pshat in that? It's a funny svara. So the Taz says that the pshat in that svara is that it's almost like there was a tenai. When you make your first bracha, I'm making a tenai that I'm using this for this mitzvah. I'm not using it for the next mitzvah. If you didn't have a tenai, then could be even if it's a separate mitzvah, but the bracha still goes. You can make a tenai that I'm making a bracha only on this food, not any other food. So since each one's a separate mitzvah, I'm making a bracha on this mitzvah. The next one, I'm making a bracha on the next mitzvah also. I want to be specific. It's not a bracha, ain't shenit tzricha. I'm doing it al chashivas for the mitzvos. Taz says it's like a built-in tenai. That's what he says. Potentially it would. The sad that it won't, the reason why the Mishnah gave another svara was because since you're drinking it before you started the meal, so it's a whole shayla. If you drink something you drink before you start the meal, it's covered by benching. We talk and rely on that for kiddush and things like that. But it's not so pasha. So there's another svar you could rely on. You can rely on the bracha achrona. That's what he said. So here's my last. Here's the shayla, Rabbi Usai. The shayla is okay. So it sounds like we're coming out that bracha rishona is a little bit of a hak. Okay, bracha achrona is for sure. You could be yotze even at past yerikol. You could be yotze later on. Here's the kasha. The kasha is, we know there's halacha by karpas. Let's stay in. Let's turn back to a couple of pages in Tafai and Gimel Sifav. By karpas is halacha that when you eat karpas at the seder, the halacha is that anybody, how much are you supposed to eat? Less than a kezayis. Why do we eat less than a kezayis? Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Nun Gimel. Because you have a suffix if you have to make a bracha achrona. Because since you're having in mind the maror later, it's going to cover the maror later. So it's not so poshut if you should make a bracha achrona on this karpas or not. Maybe you should make a bracha on this karpas. And therefore, because the maror must later, maybe there's a hefsik, and you're supposed to make a bracha on this, on the bracha achrona on this karpas. So therefore, to avoid that shiloh, you should eat less than a kezayis. So the Mishnah Berurah is basically paskening Now you have to eat less than the kazayas of karpas. It happens to be halacha lemaisa. He says in the next. He says in sifka the Shulchan Aruch paskins. The Mishmaru explains it in sifka the nunvav. Even if you did eat a kazayas, you still don't make a bracha achron on it. Why not? Because you're relying on it because you can eat tomorrow later. If I did have a kazayas of karpas, I had a huge potato, I don't make a bracha achron on it because since I'm going to have the tomorrow later and this bracha was going on tomorrow, I'll just make the bracha achron there. We're yotzi and benching, but I do it over there later. But the Shulchan Aruch says, and the Mishnah Berurah explains, but you shouldn't have a kazayas. Stay away from eating a kazayas of karpas, because if you do, you have a whole safik. I have a whole safik. What's my safik? My safik is, do I have to make a bracha achron on that? So the shaila is, that sounds like a shtickle stira between that halacha and the halacha by the Dal Kaisa. By the Dal Kaisa, the Shulchan Aruch said there was no, and the Rama, everybody was in agreement. There was no safik there. There was no shaila over there. Everybody says, the Mishmur quotes those achronim, that bracha achrona, that there's no problem, there's no safik. I make a bracha rishon on my first kais. My bracha achrona can be covered later. I can be go to the bracha achrona later, and there's no problem of a hefsik. Even if there's a problem, the gabi bracha rishona, he gave two reasons why, but there's certainly no problem by a bracha achrona. And I'll add even more. And by the dalad kais, I can hear more of a svar to make a bracha achrona because each cup has its own bracha rishona. You're not being yotze. The first kais's bracha rishona is not covering the second one. So I could hear they're a little bit more broken up. So maybe you should make a bracha achrona. Still, the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah says, no, I'm very comfortable that you don't have to make a new bracha achrona, that you don't make a bracha after the first kais, because it's not a... Even if l'gabi bracha rishonos, you have to make a separate bracha. But by bracha achronos, we don't say that. Bracha achrona, for sure, you can just wait till the end. It's not a hesach hadas, you can wait till the end. So if that's true, if he's so comfortable saying that, so then l'chor by maror, by karpas and maror, it should be a kol shekein. Because there's an even bigger reason why the bracha achrona should be on hold, because when I made this bracha rishona, it's going to also cover the maror. By Dal Kos, we don't even say that. Over here, when I make a bracha on the karpas, it's going to cover the maror. So why should I make a, what's the suffix? Maybe you should make a bracha achrona here. Why should I make a bracha achrona here? Why should I make a bracha achrona here? L'chora, I'm being yotzi the maror, so I'll wait till I make the bracha, I wait till I eat the maror, and make a bracha achrona over there. Why? Okay, but why is it not mechuy? How does Shlomo Zalman help things? Isn't it the same kasha?
No, because you're not within the same kliya right now. It's not tomorrow. So there's no kliya.
No, but there was a kliya. But the hefsek in between was a kliya. I had a kliya to stop before the. Yeah, well, why isn't there a kliya? Why isn't there a chiv to stop by the... What's the svar by Dalat Kaisa? The svar by Dalat Kaisa is that since you're being Isaac B'davar Shemachuyiv, I'm a chiv to say the Agada, I'm a chiv to say the Seder. So I'm a chiv to do the Agada. So l'chor, that's true anyways. I'm a chiv to do the Agada. So happens, you're right, I want to go there in a second, but you're right. It's definitely a kasha. What I'm asking now is definitely a kasha on the Ishla Avram's pshat. And to be honest, Shlomo Zalman himself, I only saw this after. I had this kasha, I didn't even know the Ishla Avram. I think the kasha is a good kasha. Shlomo Zalman says, Tzarechin, this kasha, Tzarechin on the Ishla Avram. Because the Ishla Avram said that, what was his whole svara? Remember his svara? Chazal weren't misakin a bracha achrona, if you're still in the middle of eating that food. Until you finish misalik that food, until you're misalik and you're done with the eating, they weren't misakin a bracha achrona. So the chor over here, where I'm eating the karpas, and I know I'm going to eat tomorrow or later, Chazal weren't misakin a bracha achrona on the karpas, according to the Ishla Avram. It wasn't a safik, that's the din. There's no tikkun, there is no bracha achrona, unless you're being misalik, unless you're finishing. That's why by the Dalat Kaisa is you don't make a bracha achrona, because I'm not done yet. So here also, I'm not done yet. So Shlomo Zalman says, Tanaka Tzarechi, and according to the Ishla Avram, this halacha makes no sense. According to the Ram, it shouldn't be a suffix. According to the Ishla Avram, it should be pasha that you make a bracha on the karpas. You shouldn't have to make a bracha achrona. Okay. So how do we deal with this problem? In other words, I want to know is a little bit of a stira. Why is the halacha that by karpas he's so makbid? There's a suffix. I'm not sure if you have to make a bracha achrona after. Why are you not sure? Why would you make a bracha achrona after it? We just said before by Dal Kaisa, the Agada is not a hefsik. for bracha achrona. You're going to make the bracha achrona later, and there you're not even relying on bracha rishona, but still the bracha achrona you can make at the end. So here also, why can't you make the bracha achrona at the end?
You have a much longer break, no, between Karbasa Ma'ar and the first and second.
It's not a much longer break. It's a couple minutes longer, but you're also having karpas after kiddush, so it's not. That's probably about the same size break.
Really, just about the same. The karpas doesn't drop after kiddush.
Right. Lamaisa, so I'll be honest. So I'll tell you what. I have to wrap up. I'll tell you. There was a svara I was thinking. Finished up. There was a svara that I was thinking that maybe using with working with Rosh Hashanah. There was a svara that I thought of. Actually, I was talking to Rabbi Luban's son, Rabbi Nachmi Luban, over Shabbos. So I was telling him this svara. He liked it. He had a little bit of a different way to say the same svara. So it would be nice, except that the Taz is against us. I'll tell you why in a second. You could say that. Okay, I'll tell you. You want to know why the Shulchan Aruch, when it comes to Dalet Kaisos, he's no problem, not at all. Bracha Chrona, you can wait till the end. There's no shilas. By Karpas, there's a big shaila here. Don't need a kazayas because I'm not sure if it's going to cover. If you have to make a bracha Chrona after. So you could say that the way the Dalet Kaisos work are a little bit different than by Karpas and Mara. So I found a little riot to this. The Chayavim gives a reason for why there's a whole shaila of Nashim or Chayavim. We know the Chayavim Dalet Kaisos. That we learn out. It's Ryan, whatever we learn out. But the Haggadah itself, which Chor is a mitzvah seishas man grama, so there's a shaila of women are mechuyev to say the Haggadah. At least the ikker parts of it, don't say the Haggadah. We hold that women are mechuyev, at least in the basics. The Chayyadim says, now the Torah is mashma, women are putter in the Haggadah. So, but most people say they're chayyav. So the Chayyadim gives a reason. He says, you know why? I'll read you his line. Kiva the mechuyev arba kaisais, since you're mechuyev in arba kaisais, women are mechuyev in arba kaisais. And we hold them shasun shalal kasei de layatza. You have to drink them in order. You have to drink them with the Seder. You can't just drink four kaisas at one shot and be yotze dalet kaisas. It's got to be done at specific points in the Seder. The second kais was misakin on the Haggadah. It's got to be said on the Haggadah. Vim kein al karcha chayavis ba Haggadah. Says the chayadam, then al karcha, it must be that women are chayiv in the Haggadah. Shekedish tishtan al Seder. Not inherently. They're not really chayiv in the Haggadah. It's a mitzvah sheyes man grama. But they have to be chayiv in the Haggadah because otherwise they can't be drinking the kaisis ala seder. To drink the kaisis the right way, you have to. The way you drink the kaisis has to be that the second kaisis is on the Haggadah. That's called drinking a kaseder. Therefore, the meiler mechuyev in the Haggadah. That's the svara he gives. You could use that type of svara maybe. They could hear a big chiluk between, you know why the Haggadah is certainly not a hefsek by the kaisis, but it might be by karpas? Because by the dalet kaisis, where the Haggadah is an essential part, it's like it's part of the process of the drinking. In order to drink the second kais, I have to say the Haggadah. So that's why women are mechuyev in it. So I could hear that that's not called a hefsek. That's not called a hefsek legabe the bracha achrona. Because you know what that's like to me? It's almost like, let's say there was a certain din that the way to drink the kais was you have to lift it a certain way, and it takes you an hour to lift it that way, to drink it. It just takes a very long time. So when you say, sorry, sheer equal pass, but I'm in the process of drinking it. This is the way to drink it, and the Chazal said the way to drink it is to wait an hour, is to do it this way. So if the Seder, if the Haggadah is part of the Seder of the drinking, so I could hear very well that the Mishnah Berurah would be very comfortable saying, it's not a Hestach Hadas, you can still make a Bracha Chrona at the end of that. There's no problem with that. By Karpas, no such din. The Haggadah al-Kaseder by Karpas and by Marar. Yeah, you have a Chiv to say the Haggadah, but that has nothing to do with your Chiv of Karpas, your Chiv of Marar. So you're sticking in between the Karpas and the Marar, you're sticking a Haggadah in there. You're sticking an hour, 2 hours of the Divrei Torah and reading the Haggadah. So that taka might be a suffix. So that's why he says, don't eat a less than a kazayas. So I could hear a chiluk between the dalet kaisos, where the Haggadah is part of the Seder of the drinking, and the karpas. I think it's a good svara. L'maisa, Rabbi Luban Jr. said that there's some brisker rav or something that says that the dalet kaisos is really, the din of the Haggadah is, that he says some the opposite of Shnei Dinim. He says it's one din, that the din of Dalet Kaisos and the din of the Seder Haggadah is really like all one din. It's all like together. So I don't know exactly what that means, but similar idea. Anyway, so that sounds good. I think it's a nice teretz. It could be it's true anyways. I thought it was, it's not even so much of a however. I thought, so I was looking at, I was looking up the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch over here. So the Taz says that what was the pshat on the suffix here by Karpas? And he says, the machlokas we shown him if the Agadah is a hefsik, and that's why there's a shaila. If by Karpas, if you have to make a bracha chronot, it's a machlokas, the re and the, I don't know, the Rashbam, I think he quoted. I have it here. But the problem was, it's a machlokas, the re and the Rashbam, if it's a hefsik or not. So therefore, you should have less than a kezias. And then he ends off in the last line, mamish, it's whatever, it's a 10-15 line piece. The last line, he says, Venira, that this machlokas that creates the suffix would be the same thing by Dal Kaisais. It's one line. He says, nearly the same pluk that would be by Dal Kaisais would be machlokas, Ri, and Rashbam, the same issue. So, you know, I guess he's saying back to me, you know, and to anybody else, that you're saying a nice chiluk, but it's not true. The same shiloh would exist here, would exist over there. Okay, but then that creates a problem. So if it's the same shiloh, so then how come over there he doesn't have a problem, and here he does? So I look back at the Tafayin Dalid, and the Taz admits to the Kasha. And the Taz admits to the Kasha. He says it's talk a little bit funny. So he wants to say, and we might argue with the Taz, right? The Taz wants to say that really it's just a question of the Lechachilos. So he says, really, we happen to hold it's not a hefsik. That's what Dalad Kaisa says. He says it's not a hefsik. Lechachila, he says, we try to be choshesh for the Islashin is adiv tfei latzei sidei ri. It's better to be yotze according to the ri, which is the one who said that there is a hefsik. Even though we don't paskin like him, it's better. So therefore, that's why he's recommending in Tafayin Gimel, he's recommending to eat less than a kezias. If you eat more than a kezias, of course you don't make the bracha. We happen to hold it's not a hefsik, just like by the Dalat Kaisait. Okay, but it's better to try to be careful. It's better to try to be makbid, and therefore in Tafayin Gimel he's recommending to eat less than a kezias, so you don't get into the shiloh. You want to know why? But why in Tafayin Dal? Why earlier in Tafayin Gimel he said for sure you could be yotze? You for sure you could rely? Because it's true. We have it all for sure you could be yotze. But here he's recommending to eat less than a kezias because you want to avoid the shiloh. That's what the Taz, you know, comes out to answer this problem. He says it's, which is a little funny. It's not so mashma. It's mashma here. He's saying that there's a real suffix, and over there he's saying it's fine. Taz is saying, no, really, it's taka fine because that's how we hold, but it's better to be yotze. You know, I don't know if the Mishnah Berurah really said. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason why you don't make a bracha is because there's a suffix, what to do. Taz is saying it's not because there's a suffix, it's because you might as well be yotze the other day. So I don't know if that really fits to the Mishnah Berurah, but that's what the Taz, that's what he wants to answer this tira. So you could say what the Taz says, or you could say this other chiluk. But that would explain Lamaisa comes out. So again, so Alacha Lamaisa comes out that from here a few things we had Lalacha. First of all, when you make the brachon at the end of the whole Seder, you should have in mind all four kaises l'chachila. Second of all, there's a whole shayla, maybe better to try to avoid the sherikal issue even by the dalat kaises. But that's by the bracha achronas. But for the but certainly it sounds like he's certainly saying that when it comes to dalat kaises, you certainly have what to rely on to wait till the end, to not make a bracha achrona yet. By the karpas, he's not so sure. He's saying there's a suffik, so it might be better. Maybe there is more of a chashash of a hefsik, like we mentioned. And therefore, that's why it's better to have less than a kezias. Because there's a few other points in the hakim. We'll say that for another time. The last shiloh I would just tell you, a cute shiloh to end off with. So what happens with the what happens if you forget your last shiloh? 1 minute shiloh. What happens if you forget in the Aleph Geffen that you're going to say at the end of the Seder? Now that we're saying it's such a so important and it's been yotzi all four kaiser, what happens if you forget to mention Pesach? What happens if you forget to mention the Azkara for Pesach in there? Do you have to say it again? What? Meaning in middle of the Aleph Geffen, you stick in Zecher, whatever, Chayr Seinu, whatever. So if you forget that, do you have to repeat Aleph Mechia? Now, Tzvi is saying you never repeat Aleph Mechia if you forget something. Right. You know why you never repeat Aleph Mechia? Because usually, like we say on Rosh Chodesh, we just had Rosh Chodesh. If you forget Yal V'Yava, there's no Chiyav. You don't have a Chiyav. So the shayla is, but over here you did have a chiyuv. Dal Kaitz is a chiyuv. You're making Dal Geffen on your chiyuv. So you do have a chiyuv. So maybe it's Ma'akev.
It's the same thing Shabbos Kiddush?
What?
Same thing Shabbos Kiddush.
Maybe, except maybe you could do Ketanik of Yotzi on Pas, maybe. So maybe it's not Ma'akev to make an Dal Geffen.
The chiyuv is not on the actual Geffen by Shabbos.
The chiyuv, what is that? The chiyuv is kid. You're saying thing on the agafen is just the rabbanon. You're saying here also what? Right, you're to the deraisa, Amaya. That's true. Still in the rabbanon. Okay, it's only in the rabbanon. You're saying what? The Maizer Rabbi said, so this is very interesting. Rabbi, this is what you need. You know, Rabbi said, this is why you have to be like a world class paisik to really know these things. Rabbi Yashiv pulled out a Shaar Tzion by over here on the bottom of the page. Below the Shaar Tzion, this is in Simen. What Simen is this? Simen Reish Chas. In Simen Reish Chas, when he talks about making a Alanisim, and it's on the sheet. You know, on the sheet, there's a. When he says that you mention in Alamichla, you mention Shabbos and Yontif, but you don't mention Hanukkah and Purim. And the Mishnah Berurah says if you forget, you don't have to repeat it. But if you forgot, you don't repeat it. The Shaar Tzion over there brings down two reasons for why you don't repeat Alamichla in Samach. He says one reason is because you're not mechuyev to eat it all. So you're not mechuyev to eat it all. Memela, if you forgot to add the addition into Alamichla, you don't have to repeat it. The other svar, he says, is that a lot of poskim say that there's bechlal no haskaras in alamichya. Any haskara you make is like a extra. There's no haskaras that have to be made in alamichya. No extra things that have to be added into alamichya. And therefore, the mail, you don't have to repeat it because there's no, you know, haskaras aren't really part of alamichya. So Yasha says, so it depends. If you go with the first svara, then here you are mechayiv. Here you are mechayiv. Then you should have to repeat it. If you go with the second svara, so then, that you don't that in alamichya you don't have to really mention anything. So then you wouldn't have to repeat it. So it really depends on those two reasons if you'd have to repeat the alamichya. But Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yehuda Finkel and all the poskim say they don't really understand that. They say it should be pasha that you don't have to repeat alamichya, and they give a very simple reason. You could be yoytzei. What's your minimum share to be yoytzei dalakaisers? Right, revius. You don't have to make an alamichya on a Rav Revius, an alagafen. So since you could be yotzei the chiyav, if the whole reason why you're going to make it, even according to that side, the whole reason why you have to repeat alagafen is because you had a chiyav. I didn't have a chiyav. I could have been yotzei the Rav Revius. I didn't have a chiyav to do this. So therefore, since I... Well, okay, but it's spread out. But it's spread out over it. But if it has to be drunk at one shot, because they Revius. So Lamaisi didn't have to do it. So therefore, they want to tie it. Shlomo Zalman and Rav Elia Barak, so they want to tie it that you don't have to repeat it if you forgot it. Anyways, cute Shaila. All right, Rabbosai, Shkoyach.